whatever you have, you mix faith to it and the touch of God, and it exponentially increases the power to impact. That's the way God works.
This is Straight Talk.
Good evening, friends. Welcome back to Straight Talk Radio. I'm Joshua Hollick, and I'm here with Pastor Mark Jobe, the senior pastor of New Life Community Church. And Pastor Mark, it's so much fun to be able to serve all of Chicagoland and Northern Indiana through this program. And I know that you have a strong connection to Northern Indiana.
I actually do. You may not, our radio listeners may not know this, but I was born in Gary, Indiana, at Methodist Hospital, me and Michael Jackson.
The two MJs.
Yeah, two MJs. And actually, my mother was, she was a cheerleader at Hobart High School, the Hobart Brickies. And my father was in Calumet. My grandfather was a foreman at the steel mills. And so I have relatives in Northern Indiana. And we just want to give a shout out to those of you that listen to this program on a regular basis in the Northern Indiana area. Hey, we love you guys. Keep listening. Let us know. Give us some feedback. You can get a hold of me or listen to, give us some feedback via Facebook at Mark Jobe. Or Twitter at Mark Jobe Chicago, or jump on www.straighttalkchicago.org. Send us some information. We'd love to hear your stories, your testimonies, what God is doing in Northern Indiana.
And you can download our Straight Talk app and see videos of Pastor Mark doing the moonwalk just like Michael Jordan at the iTunes store.
Hi, everybody. We'll be in our series called Wise, Having Sense and Making Change tonight, and it's the second half of our last message in the series called Start with What You Have. It is a fantastic message. We'll be in the book of 1 Kings. We're going to be in chapter 17. Here's Pastor Mark with tonight's Straight Talk.
There are some of you that God is saying, you know, can you make some time to minister to someone? Lord, I don't have any time. Hey, how about reaching out to someone? I don't have any compassion. Can you share with someone? I don't have any knowledge. Many of us believe that if we give away the little that we have, there won't be enough for us. That's a scarcity mentality. A scarcity mentality says if you give this away, you're not going to have enough for you. A scarcity mentality says you better cling to it, because if you release it, there's not enough to go around. And so you cling to what you have. You cling to your time and it seems to get less. You cling to your love and it seems to wither. You cling to your relationships and they seem to dry up. You cling to your finances and it seems like the source isn't flowing as rapidly as it should. You cling to compassion and show little compassion, and then your compassion seems to not come your direction. You see, whatever you have a little of, the more you cling to it, the more you hold on to it, the more you don't release it, the less of it you will have. Are you with me? This is an important biblical principle. Listen. This woman was asked to release the little what she had. And I believe that so many of us are so focused on what we don't have that we keep saying no to God because we haven't realized that whatever little we have, that when we, if we don't undervalue or underestimate the little, then it will never increase or grow to more. Never underestimate the little you have when you enter the kingdom of God realm, because God is an expert at using the little to do significant big things. Some of you are here and you are much more able to do what God has called you, but you look at what you have and you devalue it. You say, I don't have any knowledge, so therefore, I won't mentor anybody. I don't have any faith, so therefore, I'm not going to believe God for things. I don't have any friends, so therefore, I'm not going to be friendly. I don't have any time, so therefore, I'm not going to reach out or join up for a ministry. I don't have any encouragement in my heart, so therefore I'm not going to try to encourage other people out. I don't have any money, so I'm not going to give to the missions trip because I won't have any for myself. So we spend a lot of time talking and thinking about what we don't have, and the more we spend talking and thinking about what we don't have, the less we have to go around. Now, is someone with me today? Am I preaching to myself here? See, the kingdom of God is the opposite. The kingdom of God says begin to release, and as you release, you increase. The kingdom of God says begin to give it away, and the way, and as you begin to give it away, it begins to grow. The kingdom of God says all God needs is a mustard seed of faith, and he can increase it and do incredible things for it. The kingdom of God says bring to me the little that you have, and I will use it for extraordinary things. That's the way of God. Notice what it says. This woman had, when she looked at her house, all she had was a little flour in a jar, a little oil in a jug, but then she had a little faith. How many of you know that the faith dynamic can change anything around? You may say it's not much, but you mix it with faith and the touch of God, and watch out. Incredible things can happen. Whatever you have, you mix faith to it and the touch of God, and it exponentially increases the power to impact. That's the way God works. Number three, your greatest challenge will be to break the grip of a fear-filled scarcity mentality. So, it tells us in verse 12 that this woman said, I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son that we may eat it and die. Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Go home and do as I have said, but first make me a small cake of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and for your son. I want you to notice that the word says that God had commanded her to give to Elijah. In verse 9, it says, I have commanded the widow in that place to supply you with food. So God had already told this woman, I'm going to use you. I believe that God is telling some of you, as he called you to himself, that he wants to use you. And in your heart, you feel like God wants to use me. But when you look at what you have to offer, you look and you say, I don't have anything to offer, even though I believe that God wants to use me. And one of the greatest tactics of the enemy is to have us despise what God has given us. I'm going to say that again. One of the greatest tactics that God has to paralyze you is to make you think that what you have cannot be used of God. If you can undermine and underestimate and undervalue what God has given to you, it's not that you don't trust in God, it's that you don't believe that God can use you. You believe he can use Pastor Mark, but you don't believe he can use you. You believe he can use Brother So-and-so, but you don't believe he can use you. You believe that God can work, but not through you. You underestimate and undervalue and underesteem who you are and what you have to offer to God. The Bible says that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. Now, if I could get inside of your mind, I don't know if I'd want to be there. They tell us we have, I heard someone say that a study was done where they tell us we have over 40,000 thoughts a day. That's a lot of thoughts. You know, as we're talking here, even in the service, some of you've had all kinds of thoughts. Some of them godly, some of them not so godly. Yeah, even in church. Your mind is racing, all kinds of thoughts. You're having all kinds of conversations inside of your head. Well, I know some of you can act like you're looking at me, but your mind is way other places. You just like this. I could tell when you had that blank stare, like I'm keeping my eyes open, but I've gone out these doors, I've checked the game, I'm figuring out the menu of what I'm going to eat and my finances, what I'm going to do on Monday. And you're like this. Come on now. I'm just keeping it real here. But it's those conversations that you have about yourself that affect most what you do or you don't do. A lot of the conversations that we have underestimate and undervalue and undermine what God has given to us. And some of you spend a lot of that internal conversation just belittling what God has made, what God has given, how God has wired you. This woman looked at what she had and she said, I have nothing. I don't have any. I'm just going to make some bread, have our last meal, curl up in the corner, and we're going to die. That was her image of her future, because I don't have anything. I have so little to give, I can't even meet my own needs. So how can I think about meeting anybody else's needs? Because I have a scarcity mentality. And when I have a scarcity mentality, I underestimate, undervalue, and degrade what God has given to me. Now, come on, some of you spend a lot of time doing that. You come in and you think, well, who am I? You see someone in the congregation in need and you say, well, I should probably talk to them. Who am I? I mean, I've got my own issues and problems. I hope someone else talks to them because I don't have anything to say. You see people get baptized over there and people mentoring them and you say, well, it must be nice. That would be great. But who am I? I could never mentor someone. I just don't know enough about the Bible. And they're going to ask theological questions that I don't know. Who am I to help anybody else? I have problems. I swore 3 weeks ago. And, you know, I could never help someone out. I got my own issues. So I could never do that. You see people praying for people at the altar, ministering and crying over them. And you say, well, that would be great to do. I wish I could do that and show compassion and pray. But who am I? I don't know how to say those fancy prayer words like other people do. I see people pray with passion. I don't know how to say it like that. I don't know enough scripture. I have so little to give. Who am I to be able to do that? So I'm just not going to do that.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Start With What You Have, which is from our series called Wise, Having Sense and Making Change. After tonight's broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of tonight's message and give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of 1 Kings chapter 17. Tonight's Straight Talk is called Start With What You Have.
You look at who you are and you don't like your personality. You look at what you have and you don't like what you possess. You look at your house and you despise it. You look at your car and you don't like it. You look at your husband and you barely like him. You've been so used to belittling what you have, undermining what God has given you. And let me tell you something about that. When you despise who God has made you, when you undermine what God has given you, when you belittle your possessions or your setting in life, that is an affront to God Almighty, because God made you and God designed you and God built you and God made you and God designed you and God loves you and God is invested in you. So when you despise who you are and what you have, you are despising your Creator. And some of you need to say, I may not have a lot, but I'm going to focus on what I have. And you get up in the day and you say, I have breath. Praise God. I'm not in a cemetery yet. I have a brain. Somebody say, Pastor, it's only halfway there. Okay, you have half a brain. But you got something there. You have a gift that God has given you. You have relationships in your life. You have a measure of faith. Oh, it may not be the greatest faith, but you got some faith. You got some knowledge. You got the power of the Spirit of God inside of you if you've given your life to Him. Listen, I want you to start saying, I have something to give to God. It may not be a lot, but it's something. And when it lands in the hands of God, that little something becomes a lot of something. When God touches it and breathes into it and blows into it, that little something becomes great in the Master's hand. So I'm going to stop belittling who I am and what I have and how God has made me, because I'm made in the image of God Almighty, my Creator. You better start praising who God has made you. You better start thinking and thanking God for who you are and how He's made you, because He's got a purpose and a plan in it. The greatest challenge is breaking that scarcity mentality. And Elijah says to her, don't be afraid. Go home and do as you've been, as you have said. But first... And here he tests her. But first, make me some bread. I'd be like, hold on a second. I just told you how little I had. You want me to make you a piece of bread when I got a little kid in my house and I'm starving, and you want me to make you a piece of bread? There's not going to be enough left for me. You see, that's exactly the point. A scarcity mentality thinks, I can't give it away, because if I give it away, I won't have anything left for me. Have you ever heard of priming the pump? You see, priming the pump means that I have to put something in the pump to get the pump going. I heard of a guy that came, that was walking really thirsty, and came to a water pump, and there was a cup of water right there with a note that says, pour this in the pump to get it started. Well, he was thirsty, and he had to make a decision. I'm thirsty. I could drink the water, or I could pour the water in the pump to get it started. If I pour it in the pump, I may end up with no water for myself. But if I drink it, I may not end up any water in the pump. Priming the pump means that you pour the water in the pump so that it gets started. But in order to get it started, you have to give it away. Let me tell you something. You say, I have little faith. How about starting to give your faith away? You say, oh, Pastor, how do I give my faith away? You say, well, I barely have enough faith to cling on myself. How about if you start sharing with someone that has less faith than you? And as you give away your faith and start talking about Jesus and what you've known, I believe that you're going to start growing in the faith that you have, because you're priming the pump of your faith. Some of you say, Pastor, I have little compassion. How about starting to show some compassion, giving away the little compassion that you have? Because I believe that if you engage in showing compassion, you prime the pump, then your life starts getting filled with more compassion to give. Some of you say, well, I've been burned and hurt, and I got very little love to offer. But as you start pouring out of your love, then you start getting filled with love. As you say, I have very little time to give, well, try giving some time away beyond something that's just yourself, and watch how your time expands and increases. Some of you say, I have so little money, I can barely pay my bills, and so you never help anybody out. You never give to missions. You never help the poor. You never tithe. How about starting to give some of it away and see what happens as you prime the pump and the resources start flowing in a greater way? It's a biblical principle. Prime the pump. Touch someone on the shoulder and say, prime the pump. Elijah told this woman, do not be afraid. First make me a cake. Then go and make yourself a cake. Number four, and lastly, Overflow follows on the heels of obedience. It doesn't precede it. Let me tell you how most of us think. Most of us think, when I have a surplus, then I can give away of my surplus. But until I have a surplus, then I can never give it away. I believe the opposite occurs. I believe we start giving it away to create a surplus. Because until we start flowing in this way, until we start acting in obedience, then it never comes. Verse 14, "For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, the jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain to the land." So what began to happen? As this woman took the jar of oil, and she took the flour, and she poured out the oil, she thought it was the last of it. And she poured out the flour, she thought it was the last of it. And she started to make the bread for Elijah. When she looked back into the jar of oil, there was more left. And when she looked back in the jar of flour, there was more left, even though she had poured it out. You see, it didn't start to multiply until she poured it out. Some of you are not getting it yet. You see, you're not going to be encouraged until you start pouring out encouragement on others. You're waiting for yourself to be encouraged. And you say, when I feel good and full and encouraged, then I'm going to encourage others. And you're still saying, I still feel semi-depressed, Pastor. When God fills me up, then I'm going to give. No, 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 that's not the way it works. You see, you start pouring out so that God can pour in. I'm going to tell you the truth. You know, I've been a pastor for, 27 years now. It's a long time. I was called when I was 3. I'm just kidding. Started preaching when I was 4. Married when I was 5. No, just kidding. And I'm going to be honest with you. There are times where it's been a rough week. I mean, we have 5,000 people in this church. I'm dealing with pastors and staff and buildings and budgets. And you know, we've had people that have come against us. We've had lawsuits. I've had death threats against me. I've had people that hate my guts, and I've never met them. I always say, could you send me a picture just in case I see them down the street? Just at least I have a warning who hates my guts. I've never talked to them, done anything. But you can imagine that the more you lead, the more you'll have people that make you their target. And there have been days, I've learned this over the years, there have been days that I have walked into this auditorium on a Sunday, and I'm driving here and I'm saying, Lord, I need to be ministered to, and yet I have to minister to. God, I'm not really feeling like I had the energy, the strength, the faith, the stamina to minister. Have you ever felt that way? You got to take care of your kids. It's like, man, I don't know. You got to go to work, and I don't know if I can handle this. Your wife's crying on your shoulder, and you're like, hey, I want to cry on your shoulder. And it's just, sometimes you feel like, I just don't know if I can do it. But I'll tell you what, it never fails. Never. And I've never canceled it out preaching because I just didn't feel like it. You know, I just felt discouraged and didn't want to preach today. Now, some of you haven't come to church because I've kept preaching. But I'm going to tell you what happens. When I come and I say, oh, Lord, I'm going to give. I may not feel like it. I'm going to give. I'm going to preach. I'm going to love. There's something that happens. As I am giving, praying, ministering, the opposite of depletion happens. Filling happens. As I'm giving, it's like God says, okay, now I'm pouring. And the more I give, the more I pour. And I may have come in here discouraged, but when I leave these doors, man, I am so full of life and God and the Spirit and encouragement. It's like, wow, I came here thinking I had little to give, but as I gave, it was multiplied back into me. And listen, that's not just me. That's everybody.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series, Wise, Having Sense and Making Change. Tonight was the second half of his message called Start With What You Have. Join us again tomorrow for a brand new series. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of tonight's message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe.com. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, please contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. If you are looking to visit a church this Easter season, please check out one of our 25 New Life locations throughout Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. Please do tune in again tomorrow for the next Straight Talk. That's it for Pastor Mark tonight, our Straight Talk team, and myself. Thanks again for listening. Have a wonderful night, and God bless.